From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Tom Hudson. The Miami Tunnel has been 55 months in the making, an undertaking to take cargo trucks and cruise passenger traffic to and from Port Miami off downtown streets and under Biscayne Bay. We got a tour with Chris Hodgkins, vice president of MAT Concessionaire, the conglomerate formed to build and operate the tunnel, which opens this month.
So we're heading down. We're heading into the tunnel. This is on the east side of this tunnel, as we've got to be pretty close now underneath the 50-ton gates you guys are installing. We've got to be right at sea level, essentially.
Right. So right here, what we have, you see the intensity of the lighting. This is called transitional lighting. It's not on right now, but this will be a very bright area. So as you go from the very sunny, bright port, you're going to transition into the lighting here. What we have in here is we have over 600 miles of conduits and wiring. We have 44 jet fans that monitor the air through 8 specialized ventilation and air monitors. And you can feel the cool here.
Yeah. Big temperature change there.
It's nice. We're very proud of this. We're proud about being on time and on budget. Right here, this is a cross passage. We have 5 cross passages that go from one tunnel tube to the other tunnel tube. This cross passage, we were able to dig. I'm going to show you the one down here. We had a freeze at minus 27 below zero for 60 days. And once the ground was frozen, we were able to cut through and chip our way over.
Is that because of the slurried nature of the limestone bedrock here?
Right. When we got down to strata number 5 and started to go underneath government cut, the coral stone is like a Swiss cheese. You have pockets of hard, abrasive rock, and then you have pockets of slurry. But unfortunately, some of the pockets of slurry turned out to be the size of a Buick, and then farther under government cut, they were the size of a city block. So we had to inject 50,000 cubic yards of grout, cement-like substance, of grout under the ground so that at 100 feet below sea level, our tunnel boring machine was hitting a solid surface to make all that cutting go that much easier.
How did you do that here in hot and humid Miami?
Well, when we were doing it, hot and humid Miami turned into a nice cool tunnel. We injected a brine that we piped down from the surface, and that brine that we pumped in would freeze. So it looked like a big icicle down the side of the tunnel, and that big icicle would actually keep the tunnel cool through the long, hot summer as we were building the interior of the tunnel.
Chris, we're still on the incline going down. I can see ahead of us the tunnel takes a little bit of a jog to the northwest.
Right now, we're still under government cut. Now, about here, we come out from underneath the water, and now I'm underneath the earth, and this turn here takes me underneath MacArthur Causeway, straightens out, and I'm going to come out right past Jungle Island. So right now we're at a 5-degree grade coming out. If you're a cruise passenger headed off to MIA, or you're a cargo truck headed out to a warehouse in Hialeah,
or in Doral or other locations in West Dade County where warehouses have been sprouting up again. 8 big new warehouses were opened last year alone. You can hear more on the business of trade and logistics under the Sunshine Economy tab at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Tom Hudson.